Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life, from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do for our new listeners, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but is not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as problems like chronic headache, gastrointestinal issues, post-concussive syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other problems. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So, in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer general solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, I always like to remind you that you can listen to all of the prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as those on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand section, then scroll all the way down and select the Your Health shows. Then you can click the individual show by topic. It's really an amazing convenience. Today, we're going to continue talking about headaches. In our last show, we reviewed the critical basics of the anatomy of the head and neck and discussed the primary class of headaches in more detail, including tension-type headaches and migraines. Today, we're going to delve more deeply into the secondary class of headaches, i.e., those caused by another primary agent. To review the crucial anatomy basics again very briefly, recall that the head and face are made up of more than 20 individual bones that articulate with each other and support the soft tissues of the head and face. The heavy skull and face, comprised of all these bones and tissues, sit balanced and controlled atop the vertebrae of the neck, like a heavy globe on a flexible rod. And this happens through a remarkable feat of bioengineering involving many layers of ligaments that attach bone to bone, muscles and their tendons that attach muscle to bone, and the fascial matrix that surrounds and connects all of these. The average human head, adult human head that is, weighs 10 to 11 pounds. Coursing through all of these complex tissues and moving parts are all the nerves including all the cranial nerves controlling breathing, heart rate, eye movement, sense of smell and taste, gastrointestinal function, chewing, facial expression, hearing, and balance, as well as the arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels, as well as the skull being home to the inner ear and vestibular organs of hearing and balance, the nose, eyes, tongue, and teeth, and the top of the esophagus and trachea, with all the complex requirements for coordination of these for breathing and swallowing. And of course, let's not forget the brain and the spinal cord emerging out of the skull deep in the top of the neck within the cervical vertebrae. Those are your neck bones. Holy moly, that's a lot going on in a very small space. Dysfunction in any of these tissues can lead to headache, which is why there are so many different types and causes of headache. Also recall from prior shows that headaches are clinically classified into three general classes. These classes are somewhat arbitrary and overlapping, but they are useful to help us sort out the different types. They are primary headaches that are diseases unto themselves, such as migraine, cluster, or tension headaches. Secondary headaches that are caused by another primary agent, such as trauma, injury, infection, like meningitis, stroke, dental issues or musculoskeletal structural issues like TMJ dysfunction, which we'll talk about today, and finally, cranial neuropathies, meaning pain related to disorders of the cranial nerves, facial pains, or idiopathic pain in the head caused by other agents or due to unknown causes, and we'll tackle that in the next show. So let's delve into secondary headaches in more detail. Secondary headaches are presumed to occur in response to another primary problem, including things like trauma or injury, head or neck vascular disorders, infection, drug-induced headache or drug withdrawal, disorders of the cranium, neck, eyes, ears, nose, sinuses, teeth, mouth, or other facial or cervical structure, meaning your neck, or psychiatric issues. Any number of conditions that vary greatly in severity and degree of clinical danger can cause secondary headaches. It's huge! Just kidding. It really is a big topic, though. Including internal, in other words, physiological and infectious causes. So let's go through some of those. Vascular disorders of the head or neck are a big one. Arterial tears, as in the carotid or in vertebral dissections, blood clots, as in venous thrombosis within the brain, as separate from stroke, actually, brain aneurysms, which is a bulge in an artery in your brain, a brain arteriovenous malformation, which is an abnormal formation of brain blood vessels, giant cell arteritis, which is inflammation of the lining of the arteries, intracranial hematoma, which is blood vessel ruptures with bleeding in or around the brain, and of course, strokes. Brain tumors are another internal cause. Pseudotumor cerebri, which is increased pressure inside the skull and is also called idiopathic intracranial hypertension. Low cerebral spinal fluid pressure after a spinal tap, or sometimes due to an internal leak of the CSF, plain old sinusitis, high blood pressure, infections of the mouth, teeth, nose, ear, eye, neck, or brain itself, such as with meningitis or toxoplasmosis, encephalitis, which is brain inflammation that may or may not be caused by infection, glaucoma, influenza, and other febrile illnesses, or panic attacks, panic disorder, or anxiety. These are all causes that come up from the inside. Then we have external causes, like trauma, external inputs like medications or alcohol, or other structural derangements. So, for example, that would include concussion and post-concussion syndrome, Chiari malformation, which is a structural problem at the base of your skull, dehydration, jaw or dental problems, such as with TMJ dysfunction, hangovers from too much alcohol consumption, medications, including regular use of over-the-counter pain meds, which can cause rebound headaches, carbon monoxide or other airborne poisoning, monosodium glutamate and other food additives or toxins, and even pressure from tight headgear, such as a poorly fitting helmet or goggles. So those are all external causes of secondary headaches. Some specific examples of secondary headaches include the external compression headaches from badly fitting headgear, ice cream headaches that we call brain freeze when I was a kid, rebound headaches caused by overuse of pain meds, sinus headaches caused by inflammation and or congestion in the sinus cavities, spinal headaches, which is caused by low pressure or volume of the cerebrospinal fluid, sometimes the result of a leak or a spinal tap, and something called thunderclap headaches, which is a group of disorders that involve sudden severe headaches with multiple causes. So let's look at some examples of the common types of non-infectious secondary headaches in more detail. Let's look at sinusitis headache. Sinusitis means inflammation of the sinuses. The sinuses are those air-filled spaces in the bones in the face, around the nose, and in the forehead above and behind the eyes. Some of the facial sinuses drain upwards and out through the nose. And if they are swollen from inflammation and or congested with mucus from an infection or allergy, that drainage can be impeded, making the situation worse. If the sinuses are swollen from inflammation and or congested with mucus, that can increase pressure from within and lead to a headache. A sinus headache can cause pain and tenderness over the congested sinuses and may worsen when you bend over, although this is not the only headache that does this. Sinus headache may also be accompanied by other symptoms related to the sinus inflammation and or infection, such as fever, runny nose, fatigue, or earache. Allergic sinusitis can be chronic and may lead to nagging daily headache as well as chronic nasal congestion and fatigue. It's important to be examined by a physician to determine the cause and appropriate treatment for the sinusitis in order to deal with that related headache itself. Now let's talk about TMJ headache. Headache caused by temporomandibular joint issues is quite common. The TMJ, or the temporomandibular joint, is the joint between our jaw, which is the lower mandible that houses our bottom teeth, and the temporal bone in the head from which hangs the jawbone. And that temporal bone houses the ear and vestibular system. It's how we keep our balance. The temporomandibular joint is a fascinating joint. In fact, we did a whole show on this not too long ago that you can access through the Robinhood Radio website. The TMJ makes it possible for us to open and close our mouths, to chew, speak, yawn, and stick out our tongues. This last is an important skill at all ages. The TMJ has a disc between the moving parts. It's functionally similar to, but not exactly the same as, the disc between our vertebrae. There is an intricate set of muscles attaching to both sides of the TMJ that make possible the opening, closing, and sideways motions of the jaw that are involved in speaking, chewing, and swallowing. The disc absorbs the forces on the TMJ from chewing and other movements. That TMJ has to accommodate an extraordinary degree of force in closing during biting and chewing. A force as great as 268 pounds for molars has been reported. That's nearly half the 600-pound bite force of an adult lion. But if that unusual disc gets slipped forward or backward out of its normal range of motion, or if the ligaments connecting the temporal and mandible bones become strained or sprained, say, for example, from chewing and popping too much gum, or if the TMJ muscles become tight or get into spasm from clenching and grinding our teeth, we can then have a TMJ-induced headache. How do I know if TMJ problems are behind my headache? If you wake up with headache and or earache and a tight jaw, or pain in your teeth or jaw, or you have dizziness or tinnitus, or if you have pain or tenderness around your temporomandibular joint, also, if you have mechanical difficulty opening or closing your mouth with your headache, If you get jaw pain with headache while chewing, these are all signs that you may have TMJ malalignment or dysfunction due to things like grinding your teeth or other injuries, strains, or spasm. TMJ dysfunction should always be evaluated by a physician, and resolution of the TMJ problem may then resolve your headache issue. Let's now talk about high blood pressure headache, aka hypertension headache. High blood pressure can be another relatively common cause of headache. The pain caused by hypertension headaches may range from mild to severe, depending on how high your blood pressure is at the onset of the headache. Very high blood pressure is known to cause severe hypertension headaches. Headaches caused by very high blood pressure are not chronic, but when a person has an episode, it is usually quite severe. Generally, a blood pressure of about 200 over 100 or higher is needed to trigger a hypertension headache. And this can be a medical emergency requiring immediate medical attention. Unfortunately, since there are no other symptoms present to suggest the hypertension is causing the headaches, people who experience this type of headache often dismiss it as a more common regular headache and self-medicate. The headache itself is caused by the physiological regulation of blood supply. When blood pressure is elevated, the blood vessels in the tissue under the skull constrict, which can cause the headaches. Additionally, some of the medications used to treat hypertension can also cause headaches. Checking your blood pressure at the onset of a headache can be a good indicator if the headache is indeed caused by hypertension. However, it is also possible for pain to elevate blood pressure, so it's really important to be seen by a physician to check for hypertension in relation to any headache. Now let's talk about post-concussive syndrome headache. Any blow to the head is a concussion by definition. The harder the blow, the greater the injury, and the more severe the concussion. We've treated the topic of concussion extensively in prior shows that you can access through the radio website. It's intuitive that any head injury can lead to headache. But what may not be so intuitive is that a concussion can leave people with chronic headaches even after the initial injury has seemed to heal. Post-concussive syndrome is a complex of chronic symptoms, including headache, that can remain problematic for a concussion patient for months or even years after the initial concussion. Post-concussive syndrome headaches can manifest as anything from a relatively mild, constant background ache that's exacerbated by fatigue or mental effort, to severe blinding headaches brought on by any form of concentration or physical effort, or anything in between. They need to be evaluated and followed by a physician and may require extended treatment to resolve. If you've had any kind of blow to the head, it's important to be seen by a physician. Athletes are often cleared to return to play too soon after suffering a head injury, and this contributes to developing post-concussive syndrome, including chronic headache. If you hit your head, get it checked out. Specialists in traditional osteopathic manual medicine are uniquely well-trained to help with recovery from concussion. Now let's talk about dehydration headache. Headaches are a common symptom of mild to moderate dehydration. In fact, many types of headaches, such as migraine, can be triggered by dehydration. When you have a headache, it's important to consider whether dehydration has played a role. Recall that dehydration can be brought on by vomiting, diarrhea, sweating, excessive urination, and/or inadequate water intake during periods of anorexia, all of which can occur with various infectious illnesses, as well as in association with other severe headaches like migraines. Be aware of your hydration status in relation to the development of any headaches, and be sure to replace fluids and electrolytes if you're losing them. Let's also talk now about medication-induced headaches. Drugs have headache as a side effect, including over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and including a lot of meds for headaches. Over-the-counter pain meds especially can cause a rebound headache when used regularly. Be sure to know the potential side effects of any and all medications you're using. Check with your physician on the best way to wean off of any medications that may be causing your headaches, if it's possible, and always be aware of any changes in your symptoms when starting new medications. And finally, I want to mention infectious headaches, i.e., headaches caused by an infection. And I want to emphasize the importance of getting any new or worsening headache rapidly checked out by a physician. There are many dangerous infectious causes of secondary headache that are potential medical emergencies, including meningitis, aka the infection or inflammation of the meninges of the brain. If you're not clear on what's causing your headache and it's worsening or getting severe, make sure to get emergency attention. So that's a bit of a whirlwind look at secondary headaches, those headaches caused by another issue. We're going to explore the third and final class of headaches, the cranial neuropathies, in the upcoming show, so stay tuned. Diagnosis and treatment of headache is a fascinating and challenging area of osteopathic medicine because osteopathic treatment can be especially useful to help with headache problems, to gently and gradually relieve physical restrictions, such as those in TMJ issues, restrictions found in the muscles, vertebrae, cranial bones, connective tissue, and associated soft tissues, including nerves and circulation, to restore optimal range of motion in all the joints and associated tissues, to relieve muscle strain and spasm around the head and neck and alleviate pain and inflammation. An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in precise detail with the intricate and extraordinary structures of all of your tissues, working with the soft tissues, bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve the inflammation and pain, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore all your tissues to best possible structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the problem, but also to prevent it recurring. So to review, headaches come in a vast array of types and severities. Today, we looked at the secondary class of headaches that are caused by another primary problem. Each type of headache has different causes or triggers for their origins and repeated exacerbation, and these vary among individuals and in different periods in patients' lives. Sudden new severe headache can be due to stroke or other life-threatening disorder, and always requires immediate medical attention. Yet a new headache can also be caused by any of the myriad of types of headache we listed today, most of which are not life-threatening. In our next show, we'll explore some of the cranial neuropathy types of headaches and how to treat them in more detail. Osteopathy is practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can help to relieve and prevent headaches by making a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function throughout the head and neck, and therefore in alleviating discomfort and dysfunction with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much, as always, for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays, or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.